This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from March 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators confirms that FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt will deliver a keynote speech during the Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta in early May. Airbus Military reports it has successfully completed the 1,665 required simulated flight cycles on a full-scale test airframe to achieve civil type certification of the A400M by the European Aviation Safety Agency. Rolls-Royce projects deliveries of more than 16,900 new turbine helicopters through 2020, requiring about 27,000 new turbine engines valued at more than $12 billion. Bell Helicopter says it took 13 orders on the first day of Heli Expo. Bell also introduced two new variants of the 407. The FAA has granted American Eurocopter's AS-350 Full Flight Simulator, Level B and Night Vision Training Certification. Sikorsky said Monday the FAA has approved the S-92A for Category A vertical takeoffs and landings from ground-level helipads. Garmin is pursuing an STC for installation of its G500H glass cockpit in all models of the Robinson R44. The General Aviation Awards has announced the industry figures to be recognized at AirVenture this summer. Pilatus is offering buyers of its PC-12NG a free iPad preloaded with aircraft-specific documents and useful aviation apps. And General Atomics has delivered the last MQ-1 Predator to the U.S. Air Force after 17 years and 900,000 logged hours. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart tells me what the group's upcoming Pilot Training Reform Symposium can do to better both the safety and commerce of general aviation. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.